Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor consultant and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding wine country real estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
Hola Sonoma, yo soy Aida Ramírez del programa Anochecer Romántico que se transmite de 8 de la noche a 11 de la noche todos los lunes. ¿Puedes creer que han pasado 20 años desde que KSVY Sonoma 91.3 FM salió al aire por primera vez? Muchos de esos años he estado aquí contigo. Como estación de radio independiente impulsada por voluntarios, siempre he estado comprometida a atender las necesidades del condado de Sonoma y más allá. Tu donación deductible de impuestos a KSVY nos ayuda a continuar nuestra misión de ser tu voz por otros 20 años más. Visita ksby.org hoy para marcar la diferencia. Gracias por 20 años increíbles, Sonoma. Que vengan muchos más.
The Valley of the Moon Music Festival with directors Eric Zivian and Tanya Tompkins present the Hispanic Heritage Concert of the Month. September 26th is the date, La Luz Center, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Doors will open at 6:30. Join us in celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with a fun evening of chamber music featuring Venezuelan, Peruvian, and Mexican composers. The night will conclude with the vibrant and soulful sounds of Mexican San Huasteco, a perfect way to honor the rich musical traditions of Latin America. Help us share the joy. Invite your neighbors, friends, and colleagues to experience this special performance. We can't wait to welcome you at September 26th, La Luz Center, the Hispanic Heritage Month Concert.
The following show is brought to you in part by
Highway 12 Winery. Sonoma wines ranging from Sauvignon Blancs and Chardonnays to local reds such as the Mission Hardware Old Sonoma Red, with a tasting room located at 27 East Napa Street, Suite S. Hours, 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma. The Red Grape features New Haven-style pizza with thin, crispy crust high-fired in a stone-lined pizza ovens. For more information, call them at 707-996-4103. Visit their website at theredgrape.com or find them on Facebook at The Red Grape.
Unicom Tax Services, located at 755 Broadway. For more information, you can call 707-343-1898 or you can visit their website at unicomtax.com.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau, the only spot to get a regional parks pass in the valley, reminding you to support local restaurants by ordering direct and picking up your food in person. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. All right.
Sun, everyone. We've got sun this September the 23rd, and this is the morning show. Monday morning, as I said, the 23rd of September. I'm Marcia May Cumber, your host for the next couple of hours here. We'll fade these guys out here. The 23rd, we got a lot of great guests today. It's yet another fantastic and fabuloso women's shows. I should say fabulosa. All women guests this morning, everybody. And we've got Deborah Myers will be here this morning from Deborah Myers Wellness. And we'll be talking with her about some upcoming programs that she's got coming up. Francesca McCoffin will be here. She's got a fascinating book, a memoir filled with lots of lessons, Sir Thriving. Francesca will be here a little later. Sarah Lascano will be here, also a fascinating story, and energy specialist. And Nicole Rivers will also be here this morning. Now, what all happens on September 23rd? Well, if you haven't already lined up your celebrations for the day, today is Celebrate Bisexuality Day. It's also Education Technology Day, Go With Your Gut Day, Energize Day, that's inner, I-N-N-E-R-G-I-Z-E, Energize Day, International Day of Sign Language, something we don't really do here on the radio, because it's not going to go very far. It is National ARM Day, National Apple Cider Vinegar Day, National Baker Day, National Checkers Day, National Dogs in Politics. We're talking to you, champ. They're, you know, exiled from the White House. But anyway, Dogs in Politics Day, National Family Day, National Field Marketers Day, National Great American Pot Pie Day, National Snack Stick Day, Redhead Appreciation Day, Restless Legs Awareness Day, Seed Gathering Season, not just a week, not just a month, but this whole season. It is Teal Talk Day, Za'atar Day, Family Week, National Eye Health Week, National Glucose Awareness Week, and World Reflexology Week. So pick one, any one of those that you can celebrate. There are lots of ways to kick off your day and your week here wonderfully. Now, if you're wondering, what did we do in the past to deserve such wonderful days? You know, celebrations on the 23rd? Well, how about kicking it back to 951? On this date in 951 in history, Otto the First became the Great, who became the King of Italy. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, 951 AD, King of Italy? But wait, back then, they were all just little fiefdoms. So you're going to have to dig that one out of the history books to get the details, because I did not get a chance to do that. Otto I became king of Italy on this day, 951 AD. Jump forward a few centuries to 1387. On this date in 1387, what you might call the earliest possible amazing harvest feast took place. It was held for Richard II and John of Gaunt in London. This feast that was noted in history included 14 salted oxen, 120 sheep, 1,200 pigeons, and 11,000 eggs. Would you believe? I really don't think you need 11,000 eggs for breakfast this morning. Anyway, my personal opinion, not the opinion of the station. Continuing right along on this date in 1513, King Henry VIII and the Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian I, together, evidently, conquered Tournai, Belgium, on this date. In 1561, on this date, Philip II of Spain forbade Spanish settlements in Florida. And we know how that turned out. 1642, on this date, was the very first ever Harvard College commencement ceremony in Cambridge, Massachusetts. 1642. Goes back a bit. On this date in 1779, John Paul Jones, serving aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard, defeated the British frigate HMS Serapis and became the very first well-known naval hero. Perhaps you have heard the phrase he was supposed to have said, "I have not yet begun to fight." And it sounded just like that. Kidding. On this date in 1780, British Major John Andre revealed that Benedict Arnold's plot would betray West Point and so on and so forth. Hence, the first official betrayer nom given to a Benedict Arnold, the first Benedict Arnold. There we go. On this date in 1806, Lewis and Clark returned to St. Louis from their, what I think had been two or at least perhaps even 4 year expedition to the Pacific Northwest. And in 1835, on this date, the HMS Beagle sailed to Charles Island in the Galapagos Archipelago. Was it called the Charles Island before or after Darwin was sailing with them? It does not say, but I'm kind of curious about that. We may not know. In 1862, on this date, President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation was first published in Northern newspapers. A year later on this date, the Confederate siege of Chattanooga, Tennessee, took place. And in 1875, Billy the Kid was arrested for the first time and jailed after receiving clothing that was stolen from a Chinese laundry. He, of course, escaped 2 days later and continued on in his, well, his mess. Let's see. Oh, interesting. Okay, on this date in 1884, the American Hermann Hollerith patented his mechanical tabulating machine, thus beginning the era of data processing in a first and simplistic manner, but hey, he kicked the whole thing off. In 1932, on this date, Abdulaziz ibn Saud merged the kingdom of Najd and Hejaz into the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, as we know it today, by size, geographic boundaries, and all that. On this date, 1938, British Premier Neville Chamberlain flew to Munich, of course, in an effort to keep peace. And we know how that turned out not so well for Chamberlain in the long run. And in 1941, on this date, Charles de Gaulle formed his government in exile in London. And also, sadly, the first gas murderer experiments were conducted at Auschwitz, at the concentration camp there. A year later, on this date in 1942, transport number 36 departed with French Jews headed towards Nazi Germany. Also sad. Let's see. In 1955, on this date, the all-male, all-white jury found Roy Brandt and John William Milliam not guilty of the brutal murder of teenager Emmett Till in Sumner, Mississippi. It was a landmark case that helped inspire the civil rights movement in the U.S. And later on, both of those men sold an interview in which they admitted to the murder, but of course they had been exonerated legally, and there is no double indemnity, so they were free to go. Let's jump forward here. In 1971, on this date, Jan Vermeer's painting The Love Letter was stolen from the Center for Fine Arts in Brussels by a 21-year-old who broke in. Jumping forward to more recent history, on this date in 2019, Greta Thunberg gave her famous How Dare You speech on climate change, addressing the UN Climate Action Summit in New York. A couple years later, President Biden announced that the EPA would introduce the first regulation against greenhouse gases, a reduction of hydrofluorocarbons by 85% over a 15-year period. That was in 2021. And on the same date, fossilized footprints that were approximately 21 to 23,000 years old were, I believe, redated. They'd been found before, but they were redated back to and this was in White Sands, New Mexico, indicating settlement of humans in North and South America far earlier than ever thought before. Impressive, right? I hope so. All right, everybody, go out, refill your coffee mugs, reheat whatever you need to reheat, or flip over your omelet on the stove, if you are lucky enough to have an omelet going this morning. And we're going to come back in just a couple minutes with Deborah Myers in just a few minutes. Here we go.
You've been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by
Highway 12 Winery. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma.
Unicom Tax Services, located at 755 Broadway.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. SchoenGroup.com. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
It's important to take an active role in your health care. Research shows that patients who have good relationships with their physicians and communicate well are more often satisfied with their care. To accomplish this, be proactive in providing your doctor with personal information. Then listen carefully and ask questions if needed. Don't leave your appointment until you feel you understand everything that was discussed. Make notes if you need to, and follow up later if you have more questions. Your symptoms change, or you did not get the results you expected. Clear and honest communication with your physician is important to getting the care you need.
The Vintage House presents The Art and Craft of Poetry. Ever thought about writing poetry, but weren't sure how to get started? Whether you're taking your first steps into the world of poetry or are seeking to hone your skills, these classes offer a supportive environment where you can explore the fundamentals of poetry, cultivate your talent, and connect with others. You will learn the basic tools of poetry using writing prompts, exercises, and if you wish, constructive critiques of your writing. Jeffrey Barfield is known for his evocative poetry and is passionate about sharing his talents. These classes will be happening Wednesdays running through October at the Vintage House from 10 to 11:30 a.m. For more information, visit vintagehouse.org or call 707-996-0311. The Art and Craft of Poetry.
And now back to The Morning Show.
And we are back. This is The Morning Show, Monday morning, the 23rd of September at 8:19. I'm Marcia Maycumber, your host here until 10 o'clock this morning. And we've got our first guest with us. Coming back is Deborah Myers. She is a certified acupressurist. She is a Jinshin Jitsu practitioner. She is a wellness coach. And also, recently and excitingly, the recipient of the President's Lifetime Achievement Award, for which she got to head east to receive the award at a big ceremony back in June, which was really cool. And That's not the only award that Deborah has received, but that's the one that I wanted to be sure and mention this morning. And she has a workshop coming up, among other things. But I wanted to get that out there. So, Deborah, good morning. It's good to have you back.
And thank you for asking me. And I'm glad to be here. I love being with you and your listeners.
Woohoo! Yes, it's great to have you here because I'm always learning something new from you on all of this. And everybody always has kind of an interesting story about how they ended up in the wellness industry, in the wellness business, and helping others. Tell us a little bit about your background and your journey to wellness.
Thanks. So back in college in the 70s, that's dating me, I was a soc major, child psych, and I'd opted to go into law enforcement. My intention was probation and working with kids. Mm-hmm. And that's where I landed. And I was there when I was in college, I was introduced to this thing called energy medicine and by one of my professors. And I took to it like duck to water. I just never entered my conscious thinking I would do it for my livelihood, because how could that be? But I utilized a lot of that information and energy, if you will, to work with the adolescents and teens I was with. In fact, even started a group program for them, which was kind of unheard of back then in the 70s. And I always took that information with me and continued learning and experiencing and giving and receiving. And years later, after a number of different hats that I wore, professions I was in, I was actually and that included being a mediator with work. And one of my biggest programs I loved being with was helping kids get off the street and back into their homes. So having mediation between parents and adolescents. So everything I've done has always been about communication, whether it's communication verbally or communication with your bodies. And that's what I love to say, is that the one person that it's really, really important you have a really good relationship with is yourself. So be the best partner you can with your own body, because the one relationship you're going to have the longest is the one with yourself. So Absolutely. That's why I love doing what I've been doing for 30 years. And I got into it after a really bad car accident. And the light bulb came on as I was healing, going, come on, you know this, just do it. So at that point, I closed up my insurance and securities office, gave all my business away and said, okay, this is the route I am on now. And that was 30 plus years ago.
Yeah. And you haven't looked back since.
I have not looked back since.
Which is fantastic. So fill in our listeners a little bit about energy medicine, how it works.
Okay.
You know, maybe some results that you've seen with clients that come to mind.
Okay, good. Your body is an energy system. The world we live in is energy. Everything around us is energy. The plants that grow, the ways that the plants do grow with the sun and the water and the nutrients, our bodies resemble that activity, if you will. So your body's made up of rivers of energy. In Eastern medicine, they're called meridians and channels. Along those pathways are multiple energy balance points. Same points, if you will, that acupuncturists place needles. As an acupressurist, I use the same concepts, if you will, and show not only in my own hands-on practice and as a self-help acupressure instructor, educator, I show how we can use our fingertips to connect the energy balance points on those rivers so they get the message to let go of anything that is blocked.
Right.
Because when they get clogged, if you will, just imagine your body is those rivers of energy and their goal is to flow down the mountainside.
Right.
This body you walk around in, right? Mm-hmm. Something happens to impact the system. Daily living, stress, tension, habits, physical injury creating pain, physical ailment, or emotional trauma or mental stuff and being stuck in our heads with all the perceptions and mind stuff that can create chatter. Whatever is impacts, if it continues to have live in those consequences, the body that is, the body will create blockages that act like beaver dams on those rivers. So when you use your fingertips to connect the dots, it gives a message to the body, to those rivers, to open up and flow down the mountainside, if you will. And then your body gets that re-instruction because it knows how to flow. Sometimes it just needs to be reminded. And that's why I love teaching self-help acupressure, because I believe that each and every person can do the work for themselves. We just need to be shown a technique that's easy to learn, easy to remember, and easy to get around to doing, because the benefits are noticeable. Yeah. So with that in mind, I work with a 97-year-old woman.
Aha. Uh-huh.
She's been a client for a long time. And she consistently does her energy work. She does something every day that I call the daily clean your house flow. It's a 9-step self-help acupressure flow I wrote years ago, 20 plus years ago. And so she does that daily. And she contends that because of that and her feeling of flow, of ease, of calm, of having breath, of having the ability to get around, that as a result, she is not a couch potato. Those Yay. Are her words. Yeah. So 90-some. I recently started working with a 5-year-old. Now that happened on Zoom. So even before March 2020, I was seeing clients on the computer screen, if you will. Back then it was Skype. Right. March 2020 hit. I reached out to all my clients and said, I know this works. If you want to try it, we can do a virtual session. So now I can say I have clients all over the world, locally and clear across. Mm-hmm. And I show them what they can do for themselves, as well as doing the works, mm-hmm. quote unquote. So I'd gotten this referral to work with a 5-year-old who has major medical projects. I call things projects instead of problems, because projects are a lot more fun to work with and have a beginning and an end.
Well, and so the end part is the good part.
Exactly. Now he has some major, major stuff. And what it amounts to for him is having quality.
Right.
And helping his respiratory system, his digestive system, his vascular system. So literally in doing the energy work, you know, what came up was, hey, your body to his mom and the nurse who was there, the body needs to be able to more easily assimilate the nutrients that you're bringing in, because there was something stopping it. Mm-hmm. So we got the flow to happen. And as a result, it is improving.
That's great news. That's great news, because that's very hard for a 5-year-old to deal with that. Lack of flow.
And what's beautiful is when I showed him the first step of the daily clean your house flow, which is just simply giving yourself a hug. So any of you and your listeners can do this right now, where you just gently place your fingertips on your elbows or anywhere in your upper arm area. Wherever your hands land is A-okay, because there's no wrong, because there's no right. Just light, gentle touch. And when you're in that space, you're connecting with energy balance areas that are all about breath. And you might even notice that right here and now, doing that, you have a deeper breath. Your rib cage expands to receive the inhale and actually keeps that space for the exhale, so that there's more space for the next inhale. So as he was doing that, this little 5-year-old, and he looks up at his mom. So I'm seeing this on screen, right? He goes, wow, did you feel that, mom? That really feels good. He felt the breath. And he felt, and it literally put a smile on his face.
That's worth it.
It's worth it. No matter what else transpires the rest of the day, he now has the memory of being able to do that. And his body has the memory of what it feels like to have that happen. So the 9-step self-help acupressure flow is available on my website, by the way. Mm-hmm. And it's available as an animated video. Now, your adult listeners might say, well, why would I want an animated video? Well, we're all kids at heart.
That's we right. Love anime, and it's right? And it's easy. You know, that's one of the fun things about the whole thing is just to make it easy to watch a video rather than have to read something.
Yeah. Yeah. Know, and so. I've heard you mention before that you've done it and feel it and mm-hmm. know it. Mm-hmm. And so the video is only 6 minutes long. And it's why also teachers have taken it into the classrooms.
I know. And I know that's one of your specialties as well, is taking it to the classroom.
I love teaching kids and I love having the opportunity to have the children in our lives learn from very, very early on what they can do to take care of themselves.
Yeah. And they love that.
And when it's about breath and health and boosting your immune system, they may not get all of that, especially the younger ones. But when they feel the energy to be able to play a better game of soccer or to play that video that they love to play and they are succeeding better at it.
Yeah.
You know, what I share with the students themselves, the kids of all ages and their parents and their teachers, is it's all about having success with whatever you want to do and however you want to be.
Right.
So when we access our energy and help that transpire, we're ahead of the game. And imagine a 5 or 6-year-old learning that, or a 10-year-old, 12-year-old. I'm doing a lot with teenagers. And oh my goodness, for them to have that experience of being a success. Productivity, focus, clarity, whatever they want to walk around with in their hands.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. And I want to make sure listeners know, since we were talking about the video being available on the website, you go to DeborahMyersWellness.com, DeborahMyersWellness.com. So that's the site address. If it's difficult to remember, just type in Deborah's name in the search bar for browser. And her site will pop up. So
thanks. And on that same site, you will see a get your stress reducer now. And all you have to do is put in your name and email address, and you will have that animated video as my gift. I don't charge for it. I want anyone who's searching for it of all ages to be able to have access to it. And so you can have it. It's yours to download and use whenever you want to. Additionally, on that site, you will see that I have a workshop coming up.
Great.
And thanks for mentioning that earlier. It's called, are you ready for this? The Great Pain Escape.
I love it.
How many of us have a moment, you know, we may not walk around in pain all the time, but we have those moments of, and pain can be as a result of physical injury or just physical exuberance, or it can be an ailment, or it can be from emotional distress that can become painful. Walking around in a body with that, or that mental confusion, can become painful to the body. And so everything I'll be teaching then on those 3 nights in October, it's from 6 to 7 on October 9th, 16th, and 23rd. And you can go to my website and sign up. And there's an early bird right now. And if you reach out to me at Deborah@DeborahMyersWellness.com and tell me you heard about this program via this radio show, I will give you a even more special offer because you are who you are.
All right. So that's a good way of putting it. So again, you're just going to want to go to the DeborahMyersWellness.com website to learn more about the Great Pain Escape coming up in October. And I take it this is something where people can just zoom in to the course.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. And yeah. So you can do it from the comfort of your home.
Exactly. It's for 1 hour on those 3 Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7 Pacific time. And You can, if you can't be there live, it's recorded. You can watch it whenever you want to at your convenience. So you get the recordings forever.
There you
they
go.
Don't run out. There's no, you know, yeah. no ending date. And you also get a handout that I've created. So you have it to print out if you'd like, or to save in your notes on your
right.
on your computer, and just have access to it whenever you want to. And I'll cover breath and digestion and mental clarity and emotional stability, and I'll cover how you can do better whatever you want to do. So, for instance, should I share what I did the last couple of days?
Sure.
I went fly fishing. Now, I am an avid fly fisherman. I've been fly fishing since the mid-70s and love it dearly, but I hadn't gone for like 10 years. It just hadn't happened. So my son and I went fly fishing mm-hmm. together, left on Friday, and I put in 2 straight days of so much fly fishing. Now, the only way, in my opinion, because I know my body pretty well, the only way I was able to accomplish being in that water by 7:30, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock in the morning, and going from spot to spot down Hat Creek, oh my God, was that beautiful, and going to half a dozen different places
right.
throughout the day for a couple hours each time at least, and doing nothing but casting and playing yeah. and bringing that line.
That sounds exhausting.
I did my energy work.
Yeah.
I did my self-help acupressure before I even started the day, before I got in the water, before I even tugged on those waders. Do you know how hard it is to put on those waders?
they are a pain in the hoose.
You know it. So as I'm, everything I did in preparation for, which meant my body was prepared physically, mentally, emotionally for what I was asking it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did not have as many opportunities to react because I also did it afterwards.
Yeah. So and preventive medicine.
Exactly. Prevention and maintenance. So it only took a couple minutes. Now, granted, I started the day doing the daily clean your house flow. Mm-hmm. I admit to the fact I do it at least 3 or 4 times a day. I start every day doing that. So my body was prepped. And then to access the energy, because I knew what I was going to be asking my body to do. So I showed you told you about the giving yourself a hug. The next step of the daily clean your house flow sounds a little silly, but all you need to do is sit on your hands. Because when you sit on your hands, it brings the energy to every cell of your being, including that breath you just took. And look what transpired. It put you into automatic, immediate elongation of your spinal column. You got a lumbar curve that's more impressive to your body. And I say that because that's what it wants. It loves having that curvature right there. And it increased vitality. So by just holding that area of your body off and on throughout the day, all on its own, it gives your body the message that, hey, I got you. I'm going to take care of you. This is how we're going to help the energy move. And then the next step of the daily clean your house flow is keeping your left hand at that area, at your sit bone area, and bring your right hand over to your left shoulder. And then for a few good breaths, light, gentle touch, and then switch to the other side. And that, folks, is the message to let go and allow. It opens up the spinal column. It opens up muscle, ligament, tendon, fascia, tissue to give you the space to do what you want to do. So, of course, when I'm fly fishing, I take a few moments. I can put my fly rod under my arm and
yes.
hold on. You know, that's the beauty
there you
of
go.
It.
We're gonna have to hold it there, Deborah, because we're out of time right now. But listeners, you're gonna get an extra bonus because Deborah's actually gonna come back at 9:40. Perhaps we will go through some of the rest of the steps for the clean your house out first thing in the morning or throughout the day, and learn more about that at 9:40, because our 9:40 guest had an emergency and couldn't join us, and Deborah has graciously offered to step in a little bit on the time. So think about that, and maybe in the meantime, you want to go to DeborahMyersWellness.com, and we will see Deborah in an hour. Thanks, Deborah.
I thank you for this opportunity, Marcia. I love being with you.
All right. See you in a bit. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick little break before we come back with Francesca McCuffin right after this.
You've been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by
Highway 12 Winery. More information, 707-938-8815 or at highway12winery.com.
The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma.
Unicom Tax Services, located at 755 Broadway.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. For more information, visit SonomaValley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. SchoenGroup.com. This health moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Season with herbs instead of salt. Try curbing your salt intake by seasoning your foods with fresh or dried herbs. They're versatile and can spice up any dish by adding flavor without the sodium. If you absolutely need some salt, try reducing the amount and use half, or just adding a little pinch.
Have you ever wondered who takes care of the Glen Ellen Village Market's bulletin board? It's Glen Ellen Forum volunteers. You may have viewed the bridge artwork, admired flowers near the post office, and are watching the firehouse triangle improvements. More Forum volunteers. Anyone can join in on the fun. Put the fall cleanup day on your calendar. Sunday, September 29th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You could meet at the Glen Ellen post office around 8:45, and if you'd like more information, email forum@glenellen.org. Sunday, September 29th, let's help make Glen Ellen sparkle with its unique little corner of the world.
And now back to The Morning Show.
And we're back. It is 8:42. I'm Marcia Maycomber, your host here until 10 o'clock this morning. And we have our next guest with us, and I've been really excited to talk with her because she is a two-time best-selling author. She has a fascinating background, including kind of continuing a little bit of a theme we've been talking about. She went through some major childhood trauma and took some time to work through it as an adult, because as a child, it's really, you know, you're just trying to protect yourself, essentially. So, you know, if you don't address it as an adult, it's going to address you, which is certainly true. But she's also made a seven-figure career for herself in a number of areas, because she is kind of a serial entrepreneur. One of her areas is as the hotel florist, and you can find her at thehotelflorist.com. But that's not the only thing. Francesca Marie McCuffin is also a Texan who spends her time between here, Germany, but she also spends some time at a studio in Dubai, Houston, and Dallas. And she coaches a lot of women on overcoming their blocks in their life, and trying to help them heal unresolved childhood trauma. And for that, you can go to her site, goddessmillionairess.com. And she's going to tell us a little bit more about that in a second. But anyway, I saw a presentation that Francesca did about overcoming unresolved childhood trauma. And I thought, oh, people need to know more about this and hear about it. So welcome, Francesca, to the Morning Show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So fill in our listeners a little bit about, you know, what was this childhood trauma? What brought you to this point in your life?
Oh, that's such a good question. So let me see if I can answer that in a few short minutes. So I was raised by a single parent who suffered addiction and borderline personality disorders. And because of that, my first 12 years were full of abuse and neglect. I grew up in a home without running water. I had very little food in the fridge and had several near-death encounters. And at the age of 12, I was entered into Child Protective Services, and I went on to two foster homes, which had their own set of crazy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I was 18 and had a full ride scholarship, and I just thought, okay, this is it. Like, this is where I get to go and show the world that I'm perfect, and that in fact I am lovable and I have it all figured out. And before I knew it, I graduated, got a corporate job, got married at the age of 23, moved overseas, started a business, like all the things that on paper looked really like, wow, like, you know, she did it, she made it. And really what I was doing is I was just chasing gold stars. I was just trying to keep all the oohs and ahs coming. And it wasn't until really 2020, when COVID kind of stripped away the bank account, stripped away the awards and accolades, and stripped away the little black book of luxury clients, that I was like, who am I? Like, and as someone, you know, in their 30s, sitting in their closet for 2 weeks, just staring at the wall going, am I a funny person? Do people want to be my friend? What if I don't have this money anymore? It just, my whole like world collapsed because I had no more billboards to hide behind. Yeah. And this is what I find a lot of, especially overachievers, come up against at some point. And it will show up either in depression. It will show up in chronic pain. It will show up in addiction. It will show up in chaotic marriages. Is this constant need to achieve, to work, to numb, on this journey of just trying to feel enough. And so since then, it's really become my mission to help other women, like I help myself, come home to themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a journey it has been. I alluded a little bit to your other day job, the Hotel Florist, and I urge listeners to visit thehotelflorist.com to see Francesca's artwork, because her floral designs are art. They're like nothing you've ever seen before. And I, you know, I get where you say that, you know, business kind of collapsed with the pandemic and everything, because people stopped traveling, hotels went empty. Therefore, all the people who are contracted by hotels to run programs, you know, to keep the place looking beautiful and all those types of things, also got put out of work by the nature of the world suddenly cocooning in people's homes and not going anywhere. But one of the things I admire that you did is you had taken this, from the everyday, what you might find at a grocery store or, you know, an FTD florist catalog, the everyday, very common floral arrangements. And you said, that's not me. That's not me. That's okay. But there's other ways to express yourself. And you really stuck to your guns to create art from all types of flora and fauna. And I mean everything from Protea to ginger canes. I mean, I saw all kinds of really fascinating materials being used there. And listeners, if you don't know what Protea are and ginger canes, well, you gotta go look at those things. But you translated that into helping other florists out there. And I admire you for helping coach them on how to not just keep their businesses afloat, but to thrive and express their own creativity with their business, which is not easy for florists to do. It's a very challenging business there. Mm. So beyond doing that one love, you've now extended to working out to help women as goddess millionaires. Tell us a little bit about what you work with women on to help them on their journey to becoming millionairesses?
So when I entered into the coaching space in 2020, I thought, I'll just tell everyone how I did it. And then it'll be really easy for them because they won't have to figure it out like I had to figure it out. And then I quickly realized as I was sitting with these florists, and predominantly they were women, I started seeing all their limiting beliefs. I started seeing all their unresolved childhood trauma coming up. There were so many things that I could identify with. I was actually just speaking to a client before the show, and she was like, I have this fear of humiliation that I don't belong, you know, and it's, I started realizing like I could teach them the blueprint all day long, but until we clean up this mess in the back that is self-sabotage and is our, you know, subconscious, as I call it, like our, you know, little goddess driving the car. You know, it's not safe to have a little girl drive the car. We need to put her in the back seat. I started thinking, wow, well, what's my work in this area? Like, how am I leading myself? How am I cleaning up my side of the street? And this is when I really started to get into personal development. And for me, being able to now work with women, you know, whether it's with the hotel florist, a goddess millionaires, to find how to build sustainable income their way. The goddess millionaires was an avatar that I downloaded to just simply get behind something when I was on my healing journey. Cause I was like, well, I know that who I am right now was obviously successful and the coping mechanisms work because I survived. And from the outside, you know, everything looks relatively okay. But on the inside, I feel horrible. Like, and I kept hearing this phrase, like, you look like $1 million. And I'm like, what about if I wanted to feel like $1 million? Like, what does that feel like? And this is when I really started saying, okay, well, what would Goddess Millionaires do? What would she eat? How would she dress? Where does she shop? How does she speak to someone? How does she deal with conflict? How would she, you know, set boundaries? And it helped me get outside of myself. It helped me really operate from the place of my future self. And then I was able to really work with women on the goddess. So the feminine part of us, especially if we're recovering from childhood trauma, that's the first thing that we've shut out because it was never safe to be feminine. We always operate in our masculine. It's always about survival. It's always about independence. It's always about not needing a man, not needing anyone, but it's robbing us of genuine connection with ourselves, with our loved ones. And then the millionaires was the masculine. Okay, well, how do we actually build something of legacy? How do we create generational wealth? How do we actually break cycles? What does that look like? And so this avatar that started with helping me in my personal development journey really became more of my framework, which I now help women who can relate to this story, can say, yes, I've achieved all the things. I checked all the boxes. It looks good. I look shiny, but I feel dull inside. Like, help me come back to myself. Help me rediscover myself. And so naturally, I've taken some of that work and I've put it back into the hotel florist, but it needed to have its own brand. And so now I do find myself 1 foot into the hotel florist and the floral world and 1 foot in Goddess Millionaires and the personal development world. And well, we're just riding the waves and seeing where it leads us.
Yeah, exactly. So one thing I'm curious about, when you talked about your own childhood trauma that you overcame, we haven't talked about too much about the details about that, but you really did not have a role model in your childhood of, you know, a successful positive mother. You had the extremes, as you mentioned, of, you know, bipolar, single mother. So, you know, women historically and to this day, have a huge gender pay gap. So just having food on the table can be a serious struggle. So you graduated and got a full scholarship to go on to college. What was it inside you that drove you to, you know, academically achieve so well that you were awarded this scholarship and then kept that driving through your college career and on beyond?
This was a beautiful gift that my mother did give me. My mother is very big on scholastic achievement. And there was one thing that was always communicated to me is that education will be your ticket out. Education will be your key to unlock doors. And it is something that I still teach, you know, my clients today, is that it doesn't matter if you're the prettiest or the richest or the most successful or the most confident, like education gives you an equal playing field. And that's why it's so important to continue to invest in your education. Majority of adults by the age of 30, I think it's something like 68% will never really learn a new thing again until they die. Like it's something that's terrifying to think about, especially if we know that as humans, we evolve as a species. So I really owe that to my mother, that she implanted this drive that I had to be a scholar. So, you know, straight A's were anything less were unacceptable. I homeschooled myself in fourth grade. Like, I just knew that was my only chance. And I also knew that because I had a client ask me this about a month ago, like, how did you come from where you came from? And like, you have the life that you have now. And to your point, like, I didn't have role models, you know, I didn't have anyone that I aspired or looked up to. And I just decided, and I know that sounds weird for a child, but I looked at the choices that the people around me were making. And I thought, if they can make those choices and this is how their life ends up, and I don't want anything to do with this life because I feel completely misplaced, completely unseen, so unhappy, then if I just make the opposite decisions and decide that it gets to be better for me and I'll just figure out how to do it, then who's to say I can't do that? I can at least go try. And then you have the walking with the fear, and then that compounds the courage, and the courage is what builds the confidence. And I think just from day one, I just knew I did not want this life. And children know, you know, they just know.
Yeah. Yeah. They, I don't know, something about coming out of the womb that way, but you know, they're sponges and they pick up and absorb everything around them, the good, the bad, and they make choices based upon what they see about what they want to do in the present, but also what they want to do in the future as they grow into adulthood. And for listeners, you should know, because we only have a few minutes left, that Francesca puts all of this into her book. It's available on Amazon now. Sur Thriving, S-U-R, Thriving, is her memoir. And it gets into all of this information about making these decisions, overcoming childhood trauma, and learning to make those right decisions. Because when Francesca was talking about, you know, making the choice to keep learning, and that, you know, what was it, 68% of adults don't make those choices.
Yeah.
Right? We, you know, the way we continue thriving into 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, keep learning. It doesn't stop after formal education. You can get a coach like Francesca. You can go on continuing reading books for education, all kinds of areas, and that will keep you growing. Francesca, we do have just a few minutes left. What else would you like our listeners to know?
I would say a really great place to start, if you feel like you've resonated with any of this, and even if you just have the simple desire just to know yourself a little bit more, is to look into what your human design is. Human design is a science-backed blueprint. There's five different sciences that it's made up of. And for me, this really helped. It allowed me to believe that there was some sort of framework, you know, for someone who's been operating in their masculine for a very long time, someone who has an A-type personality, someone who's not very woo, you know, I needed something that was more than lean back, let go, receive, you know, I needed some facts. So when I stumbled upon human design, it was the first time that I truly saw myself. It is essentially who your soul came here to be before you were told what to do. And there's so many things about yourself that you don't realize are actually just inherently you, and you're able to put into words how you've always felt, or maybe there's certain parts of you that you've been hiding or that you feel like aren't good enough, or you're just not, you know, consistent enough, or you just can't keep up, or you don't have enough energy. And human design really debunks all of that. It is five different energy types. We're all here to co-create in the collective differently. We all have certain gifts and skill sets. And now knowing what my human design is, saying things like, you know, learning is really important to me. Well, naturally, I have a one in my profile. I'm an investigator. And I always go and live things out. You know, I can't stand the phrase, don't throw spaghetti at the wall. I'm like, I literally sit with a box of dried spaghetti and throw it at the wall every day. Like, because I have a three in my profile. I'm meant to go like live out life. Life is my greatest teacher. So for anyone listening, that's just like, I just kind of want to just start somewhere. I would recommend My Human Design. It's a free app. You literally just need your birth date, the time of birth, and the place you were born, and go on a deep dive. And for me, that wasn't enough. You know, that one line, I needed more information. I needed more facts. So I hired someone to sit down with me and to go really in depth in my unique